Bless God. We're blessed today, amen? Amen. Amen. And God is in us. We are blessed. Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad you could all make it. Glad we're here today in the house of the Lord. Come on in. Get seated. We're getting started. Praise the Lord. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, that we can come together and learn from your word. I thank you, Lord. We come with hearts of expectancy, Lord, ready to receive a word from you, Lord, to change our lives. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, today we have some people speaking for us. We have Caleb and we have Mr. Joel. They'll be speaking for us today. So praise the Lord for that. And in case you didn't know what exactly discipleship is, here before church we have where people come up and they share what the Lord has laid on their heart for the church. So the Lord has spoken to these people and he's given them a word for us to hear. So we need to listen with hearts of expectancy because God wants to change us. Amen? Amen. Amen. So Joel, Caleb, you want to come up here? We'll go ahead and pray for you. Bless God. Lily, you want to pray?
Dear Father God, I thank you for bringing us all today here to your house, Lord. And I thank you that Joel and Caleb are anointed with your words and that everything that they speak are from you and that everyone here today will receive everything that you've spoken to us today. In your name I pray, amen.
Hallelujah. Well, today, in recent times, I've been reading the book of Proverbs, especially like the first five or so chapters, and just studying them. And I've noticed that the main point in the first part of Proverbs, it's all about wisdom. And last night, I looked up wisdom, and Merriam-Webster's definition is knowledge, insight, good sense, and good judgment. And I believe that, you know, knowledge, insight, good sense, and good judgment. If you have wisdom, wisdom gives you those, and then you can help. You can do greater things with wisdom than you can without. And so today I'd like to talk about seven main points about wisdom. And number one is wisdom provides knowledge. And could you all turn to Proverbs 1, verse 1. And my version is the ICB. And it says, these are the wise words of Solomon, son of David. Solomon was king of Israel. They teach wisdom and self-control. They give understanding. They will teach you how to be wise and self-controlled. They will teach you what is honest and fair and right. They will give you the ability to thank to those with little knowledge. They give knowledge and good sense to those who are young. Wise people should also listen to them and learn more. Even smart people will find advice in these words. So basically, in these first few verses, it says, you know, what the Proverbs is about. And it says the wise words of Solomon. Well, Solomon's like one of the greatest kings Israel ever had. So it's his wise words. And it also says that in verse 2 and 3, it says they'll teach you wisdom and self-control and understanding. And understanding is like a synonym for wisdom. So the wisdom, it'll teach you wisdom, and with that it'll teach you self-control, what is honest and fair and right, it'll give you knowledge and good sense, and it'll help you learn more about God. Amen. And number two is what is wisdom, like a comparison in the Bible. And so could you please go to Proverbs 1, verse 20. And it says, wisdom is like a good woman who shouts in the street. She raises her voice in the city squares. She cries out in the noisy streets. She makes her speech at the city gates. You foolish people, how long do you want to stay foolish? How long will you make fun of wisdom? How long will you hate knowledge? So in that verse, in those verses, it talks about wisdom being like a woman who's trying to like get people to, like God, what God does, try to get you from what you're doing wrong and get you on the right path. So with wisdom, you can stay on God's path and stay away from what the world has. And next, I'd like to go to Proverbs 1:32. And it says, fools wander away and get killed. And when it's wander away, it's wander away from wisdom and get killed. They are destroyed because they do not care. But those who listen to me will live in safety. They will be safe without fear of being hurt. So basically it says, if you wander away from wisdom and God, you'll get killed. But if you don't, God will keep you safe and he'll keep you protected. You know, I'm not like the brightest guy, but I'd rather not die. You know, if I had the choice of life or death, I'd rather live. So, and number three, listen to and call out for wisdom. And for that, I'd like to go to Proverbs 2, verse 2. And it says, listen to wisdom. Try with all your heart to gain understanding. Cry out for wisdom. Beg for understanding. Search for it as you would for silver. Hunt for it like hidden treasure. Then you will understand what it means to respect the Lord. Then you will begin to know God. Only the Lord gives wisdom. Knowledge and understanding come from him. He stores up wisdom for those who are honest. Like a shield, he protects those who are innocent. He guards those who are fair to others. He protects those who are loyal to him. Then you will understand what is honest and fair and right. You will understand what is good to do. You will have wisdom in your heart, and knowledge will be pleasing to you. Good sense will protect you. Understanding will guard you. It will keep you from doing evil. It will save you from people whose words are bad. And that also goes with, these verses goes with the first part of Proverbs, where the relates to, you know, like the verse 32, where, you know, you can walk away from wisdom and you know, die, or you can stay with wisdom. And here it says, if you stay with wisdom, it tells you what God will do. He'll give you knowledge. He'll shield you. He'll protect you. He'll help you do better in everything you do. And also, look at verse 6 in Proverbs 2:6. It says, only the Lord gives wisdom. Knowledge and understanding come from him. Or verse 5, then you will understand what it means to respect the Lord. Then you will begin to know God. And I believe that ties into, like, your individual intimacy with the Lord. Because if you get wisdom, you get closer to God. And God gives you, like, strength and all that. So you get your individual intimacy with him. And once you get that, you can go way beyond what you could do without God. And number four, only the Lord gives wisdom. And for that, Proverbs 2, verse 6. Well, yeah, I read that. And Proverbs 3, 7. And it says, don't depend on your own wisdom. Respect the Lord and refuse to do wrong. And then number five, the power of wisdom. And for that, I'd like to go to Proverbs 3, verses 19 through 20. And it says, using his wisdom, the Lord made the earth. Using his understanding, he set the sky in place. Using his knowledge, he made rivers flow from underground springs. And he made the clouds drop rain onto the earth. So basically, wisdom is so powerful that through wisdom, God was able to create the earth and everything. So, I mean, if you can create the earth with wisdom, God can create the earth with wisdom, then imagine what you can do if you be wise and God gives you wisdom. You can do great things. And then number six, the importance of wisdom. And for that, I'd like to go through Proverbs 4, 6 through 8. Use wisdom and it will take care of you. Love wisdom and it will keep you safe. Wisdom is the most important thing, so get wisdom. If it costs everything you have, get understanding. So wisdom, you have to get wisdom. It's important to get it. So just call out for it and you will get it. Because the way to get wisdom, just call out to God for it. And then lastly, number 7, the rewards and benefits of having wisdom. And for that, Proverbs 3:13-18. Happy is the person who finds wisdom, and happy is the person who gets understanding. Wisdom is worth more than silver. It brings more profit than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you want is equal to it. With her right hand, wisdom offers you a long life. With her left hand, she gives you riches and honor. Wisdom will make your life pleasant. It will bring you peace. As a tree makes fruit, wisdom gives life to those who use it. Everyone who uses wisdom will be happy. So that just, if you have wisdom, you will be happy. Wisdom is more important than gold and silver. And gold and silver is pretty awesome. So wisdom is better than that. So make sure you have wisdom, and wisdom will help you.
Father, I pray that you would touch my lips and my tongue. Help me to block out the cares of this world. And it seems every Sunday that I'm attacked by Satan right on the way to church. So help me with this now. I pray in Jesus' name. I'm reading out of a book. It's part of the Torah, which is the first 5 books of the Old Testament, the Jewish books. And I'm reading an overview written by this famous rabbi. When a human being builds a palace, he does not build it according to his own wisdom, but according to the wisdom of a craftsman. And the craftsman does not build according to his own wisdom. Rather, he uses plans and blueprints in order to know how to make rooms and corridors. The Holy One, blessed is he, did the same. He looked into the Torah and created the world. We have varying viewpoints of the Jewish faith in us, but we are Judeo-Christians, so bear with me on this a little bit. This famous rabbi says, formulated the 13 principles of faith that are incumbent upon every Jew. 2 of them, the 8th and the 9th, refer to the Torah. They have been set down briefly in familiar texts of this other famous rabbi. I believe with complete faith, the entire Torah in our hands is the same one that was given to Moses, our teacher, peace unto him. I believe with complete faith that the Torah will not be exchanged, nor will be another Torah from the Creator, blessed be his name. These principles are essential parts of the faith of the Jew, and they are also fundamental to the way one studies the Torah. For the attitude of one who approaches a book as the imminent word of God is far different from one who holds a volume that was composed by men and audited or amended by others over the years. As we begin to study the Torah, we should resolve that this recognition of its origin and immutability will be in our conscience always. So what I get from that is, because we have several translations of the Testament, the Amplified, the New American Standard, the NIV, and all these, it has been whittled away to some people thinking that what we have is not the real Word of God. That I think it's Rob Bell said recently in his new book, we cannot trust the Bible. It is one of his quotes out of it. He's a modern-day famous theologian. And I believe that the Word of God is Jesus, and that we have to believe every single word that it says, every word that it says, the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. My son told me that he doesn't believe that the Bible is true, that the Old Testament was purely history, and if he has the epistles, that would be all that he needs. And I tried to tell him that the New Testament is the Old Testament with Revelation, that everything, almost everything in the New Testament is quoted from the Old Testament with Paul or whoever's writing it, revelation that God gave him. So we need to, we have faith that we believe the Word of God, the whole Word of God, but sometimes we read something and say, well, yeah, but Hebrews tells us that we are new creatures and that we are our inheritance and that we can come to the throne of God, and we've been studying this, and a lot of times, just like in the congregation meeting tent, people stayed in their tent doors and just said, wow. But they didn't come and see what was going on. They didn't go to the tent of meetings, to the congregation. They sent Moses. A lot of times, we are in that same place. We don't go. We expect somebody else to go. Maybe we send somebody and get their CD or DVD or watch their broadcast that they can tell us what God's saying. And we need to be, and it's been stated several times, that we need to meditate ourselves on the Word of God. And yes, CDs and all that stuff is important, and it gives us revelation, but we need to meditate for ourselves and get meat ourselves and not just milk and honey all the time. So in 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. I want to emphasize the word always. The word always. He always causes us to triumph in Christ. Not just part of the time, but always. Now, if I go back and repeat that the whole Word of God is true, I need to say that always is always true, because God said it was true. And when it says that we're troubled on every side, in Corinthians 4, verse 8, just a little bit away, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death, for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So we are in Jesus and he is in us, literally and figuratively. We are the body of Christ. Christ is the head, but also Christ lives us in us, and we can go to the throne of grace and not like the children of Moses that stood in the tent, but we can come boldly to the throne of grace. We shouldn't let fear or shame cause us not to go. sometimes people are ashamed of their past or ashamed that they're not measuring up. They have fear that they're not measuring up, which causes them not to come to the throne of God. But God doesn't take pleasure in people who shrink back. And we have the word. We know that we have the confidence. In 1 John 3:21, beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. Now, some people have said that we only have the one commandment, and that is to love our Lord, our God, with all our heart, with all our mind. And all the other commandments are encapsulated in that. And that person was Jesus. But we don't forsake the other commandments, because if we love the Lord, all the other commandments are going to be done automatically. Amen. So we know that we have that boldness, that confidence, that because it's him that's doing it, that he, whatsoever we ask, he'll do. And part of that is asking for forgiveness, not letting those things that happened as a child or those things that happened today or yesterday impede us from coming to the throne of grace. We have that boldness. I have a whole bunch of other scriptures. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Again, the Bible is true. It's unchanged. It's the word of God. It doesn't lie. So when we say that we have confidence and that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. So we can ask in confidence for those things that we need. 1 John 2:28. I like 1 John. Who is a liar but that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Christ that, he is the Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. So we have confidence again, excuse me, that Jesus is the Christ, because the Bible tells us. 1 John 2:28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. And I would add to that if we come to him boldly to the throne of grace daily, or even more than daily, that we won't be ashamed, because we have judged ourselves, and we have also have Jesus in us, and he, through the Holy Spirit, has enlightened us to our sins and what we need to change or accomplish. So, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's give him another hand clap. Bless God. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, that we can come together and learn from your word. I thank you, Lord, for your wisdom that you give us, Lord. And I thank you for your word, Lord, that all scripture is given by inspiration of you, Lord. And it is profitable, as you said in your word. And I thank you for it. In your name I pray. Amen.